90% of Lakes Superior, Huron, and Erie are covered in ice. That's an area larger than New York State, and it's unusual so late in the season. So unusual that it's already delayed the start of the shipping season by at least a week. Ships carry raw materials like oil, coal, and iron ore through the system of lakes and rivers and out to the Atlantic Ocean. The Coast Guard maintains a fleet of icebreakers on the Great Lakes for exactly these occasions. Lieutenant Junior Grade Zachary Ford is a driver for one of these ships, the Coast Guard cutter Mackinac. He says the Mackinac is well suited for cutting through ice that can be 3 to 5 feet thick.
Our ship is one of the oldest in the Coast Guard. It's 59 years old. It was built in 1944, and we're 290 feet long. We have a crew of 75. We got 6 main diesel engines and 10,000 horsepower. And basically, we have an inch and 5/8 inch steel plate hull, which gives us the ability to pretty much just crush through the ice.
So is that how you do this? You just sort of plow straight ahead and break up the ice, or do you actually have to kind of grind it in some way using some sort of mechanical structure?
Well, we have
structure.
A couple different features. We basically will crush the ice just for their sheer horsepower. But we have a unique feature on this ship for all those mariners out there. We have a bow propeller, which means that when that spins, that can help the flow of the water and the ice going down the hull of the ship, as well as crush or break up, grind the ice if it's really low.
Now, you're in port right now, right?
Correct. We're in port.
And if 90% of this lake is covered with ice, how do you actually move out?
Well, we just break through. See, what's going to happen is the locks, the Sioux Locks in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and Ontario will open in late March. And when that happens, that's basically the start of the shipping season. So what we have to do is, prior to the locks opening, make sure that there are navigable tracks for these ships to run through to get to the locks so they can ship their cargoes through the river system.
With the wind and the weather this year, I guess, is much more difficult for you.
Correct. We're really at the mercy of Mother Nature here. See, the problem is, when it's so cold like it's been, the tracks will refreeze, and we call that the brash ice, the ice that's already been broken. Sometimes that's stronger than the ice if it weren't disrupted. So,
why is that, that it's actually stronger when it refreezes?
You know, 3-foot ice chunks freezing together in different configurations, that's going to be a lot stronger and more difficult to get through than plate ice, which is, you know, it's all one thickness.
How rare is it to have this much ice cover the Great Lakes?
Well, they say, you know, every 7-8 years you have a lot of tough winters. Now, last year was not even close. It was nothing compared to this. But this year is the last 7 weeks. I mean, we've had below normal temperatures. So
just how cold is it?
Oh, geez. Last week here, with the wind chill, at one time, we had it, I think, negative 57 up in St. Mary's River and up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. That's with the wind chill, so it was like minus 20.
It's unusual in North America to see a body of water that vast covered over with ice. Can you describe what that looks like?
Oh, I tell you, you know what it's like? It's when you're out there, just a ship, and it's windy and it's blowing snow, it's like a snowy desert. It's very neat. You know, after a while, it gets a little, you know, the same old, but it's interesting.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Well, I appreciate you having us, and if you're ever up this way, come by and see the Coast Guard cutter Mackinac.
Lieutenant Junior Grade Zachary Ford, he spoke to us from the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Mackinac, which is currently on the Straits of Mackinac.